This is iCulture Radio on Love 860 WAEC, Atlanta's inspirational talk radio, brought to you by The Alliance, a professional association with a focus on inspirational lifestyle, culture, arts, entertainment, and music. This radio forum brings you culturally relevant insights and a fresh perspective on the entertainment industry. Your comments and questions are welcome during the broadcast. Call us live on the air at 404-355-8699. That's 404-355-8699. Now, tonight's edition of iCulture Radio. Here's Mama Glow.
Hey, everybody out there in iCulture land or inspired culture. Let me welcome everybody on the team. Ray Ray.
I'm in the house. Hey, Mom.
Ersd.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
And where you at, Rick Black?
Man, you know where I'm at. I'm here. I'm here, man. You know, Rick Black.
They following you on the internet, so I have to do yours like that.
I'm where in the studio. I'm going to be here every week, every Friday, 6:30. You ain't even got to ask that question. I'm going to be here.
I received that, Rick Black. Now, our topic tonight is comedy and words.
Yes.
And we're going to take that scripture from Proverbs 17:22.
Give it to us.
17:22. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine.
All right.
Hey, it's okay to laugh.
I sure absolutely hope so. Yeah.
It's not okay to gossip, but it's okay to
what? It's all right to laugh.
It's okay to laugh. Ers, talk to us about the guests.
I am so excited. Ooh, I had the opportunity to interview both of these people this week. And with us tonight, we have Willie Brown and Woody with his other friends, Uncle Rufus and Aunt T. So, and in addition to that, we have the queen herself of spoken word, Miss Ty Scott King. Okay. We had to add the king because she has just
become.
Yes, she did.
Jumped
she did.
Congratulations, jump the broom.
Yay. Awesome. So, yeah, we got those with us, and they're going to share with us a little later, so y'all stay tuned.
And we got a launch party coming up.
Yes, absolutely. April 19th will be our lunch and launch event here in Atlanta at the C Room. April 19th, 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. We're going to feed you lunch, treat you good, show you what we got coming up with the Alliance. So, everybody, come out. Make sure you go to iCultureRadio.com and get your tickets there. They're only $7 in advance. But if you wait till the day of the event, you're going to have to pay a little bit more.
Let me tell you why you need to be there. Because this is the networking event for us people who are urban culture.
Right.
And
right.
We're going to have places for you to go, like the Miniature Internet, people that are in that click. Right. Yes, this is going to be the time that you need to call in so that you're able to get on in there with us so that you can be a part of what what God is growing here.
The Alliance, and in April, we will be launching the new name of the Alliance. So right now, it's kind of mystique and what it's going to be. But it's a professional association for urban inspirational arts professionals, music professionals, entertainment professionals, as well as consumers. So we all need to be a part of this alliance.
All right. We got Miss Ty Scott on the phone, too. So go on and tell her, hey, welcome her in.
Hey, Ty.
Hey,
Ty. Hey, how y'all?
Hey.
Congratulations again, Miss Jump the Broom.
Tied the knot.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, we are going to, you hold on right there, pretty lady. We're going to send it to Rick right now, who's going to tell us about that wonderful contest we got going on.
Man, we got such a good response this week already, man. I want y'all to know, shout outs to all those who voted for 1 minute or ended. We're doing it every week.
Yeah.
We had a few artists, man, already won. You'll hear their songs later. We'll tell you more about that. But we want to encourage you to call in. Give us your feedback on the songs, on the conversation we have today. I'll give you that number again. It's 404-355-8699. Or you can just tweet us. We live tweeting all night. That's at iCulture Radio. Hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com, iCulture Radio, any of those things.
All right, Ers, we got another guest coming. Welcome him into the party.
Yes. Hey, Willie, how are you? Willie, you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm here. How y'all doing?
Good. You got Uncle Rufus with you?
I think he's, I got Woody here right now.
Hey, okay.
How y'all doing? What's up?
Hey, Woody.
What's up, Wood?
He in the bathroom. How y'all doing?
Wood, do you got Scott toilet paper? It's unacceptable to go in there with less than.
That's what I'm saying. He been taking that Metamucil.
You gonna need paper towels. Get Scott, okay? Got one. That right. Talk to us a little bit. Stay on that phone. Don't go nowhere. Ray, what about our TV and all that? Talk to us.
We can start that up March.
Oh, Auntie?
Hey, Auntie, you there?
Auntie.
Yes, I am. I am here. I've been here the whole time, but nobody was
asking. Oh, Auntie.
I'm sorry, Auntie. Did you need some Vaseline for that Metamucil? Is you okay?
No, I'm okay. It's not me. It's Rufus.
It's Rufus. It's you sure it ain't a stomach virus that's contagious? You and Willie up in there need a help or something.
Well, I think it was the spaghetti I made last
night. I knew it. K-O pectate. K-O Pepto-Bismol. And don't forget the Vaseline. Don't get that lard. Because I fry your tail in the sun. Don't do it.
Rufus said it went straight through him.
I know it.
I think he need a colonic.
He need a colonic and a colostrophe.
Yes.
All right, well, y'all hold on. We're going to go to the music. We got Ty Scott on the phone. We got Willie and all the children's. And he probably need to break more than we do because it's time for him to take him back to the bathroom. He's running straight through him. All right, let's go to the songs.
The medicine.
Sound Squad.
Eyes wide open, so spiritually blind they groping. Walking in haze so thick, got the rest of us choking. Hoping they get a clue quickest. Ain't nothing bliss about ignorance like this. The way they dismiss the violence all around them. It's like God never found them and set them free. Like they got no kind of authority to speak to the enemy. They just walk around like I am a zombie. And it's so beyond me how they got like that. If that's a Christian, then I'm not that. And I'm not trying to be locked up in religious chains of hypocrisy. So just call me democracy. Cause I'm here to proclaim in my Father's name liberty and justice for all. Radical to the death like Saul turned Paul. See, I ain't afraid to accept my call. Go out in those streets and play hardball for the sake of winning souls. Cause we ain't always got time for church polls. By the time they make a vote, it might be way too late. Somebody might have died from that tote they decided to take. From that meth they decided to make in their kitchen turned laboratory.
How many y'all mamas? How many mamas in the place? Mama stuck with me, though, because, you know, I ain't always do, you know, Christian comedy. You know, I start off on the other side. I believe I see a few witnesses. You know, I start out on the other side. But Mama stuck with me, you know, she stuck with me. She supported me until I came and brought it on in. But, you know, every time, you know, they had a revival, she was trying to invite me on in, trying to get me real saved. You know. Yeah. Because, you know, all that kind of say, you know, I was saved, but there's some stuff I was still trying to hold on to. You know that kind of say, you be saved, but not quite delivered. There it is. That's where I was, you know. So every time they had revival, Mama invite me out. Baby, what you doing this week? I said, I'm working every night. She said, you must have heard about the revival. I said, yes, ma'am, they had it on the radio. She said, oh, okay. Oh, you in town? I said, yes, I'm in town. Okay, then. She said, well, what time you get finished? I said, I get finished around 10. She got me. She said, well, you know, we'll still be in service. Why don't you just stick your head in the door? I said, okay, Mama. You know, you got to please Mama. So I tried to get to the church, you know, at least about 12. But, you know, I'm trying to get there for the catfish dinner. Because the mother's boy did not play. You can get 3 pieces of catfish, coleslaw, and spaghetti for $3. And the sweet tea was free. So, you know, I'm trying to get the catfish down. I get to the church midnight, right? I see the lights still on. I said, well, maybe they're getting ready to have a benediction. Honey, I walk in that church, people running around in circles, jumping over pews. The preacher hadn't even got up yet. I said, I'm gonna wait them out. So I go, I sit on the back pew. I'm gonna wait them out. I'm gonna sit right here until they finish. The preacher got up. Y'all sat down. Stop the music. Stop that music. Y'all sat down. Come here, baby. Now I'm on the back row, but I do like everybody else. Ooh. He said, you to just come in. Come here, daughter. Come in. So I'm walking down there, I'm like, Lord, Hummer. I said, Lord, I'm tired.
Oh. All right. Hey, come on, Earth, what's that comedy there? That's what I'm talking about.
All right. At the top, we had The Medicine featuring Miss Ty Scott. And then that comedy you heard was none other than Small Fire herself.
Man, all right. So we're going to go to Ty Scott right now. Yeah, Ty, yeah. You still on the phone?
I am.
All right. Ray Virgin want to ask you a few little things.
Ty, you know that's my favorite Facebook that, friend. Ray? I saw you just was in Philadelphia with them cheese steaks.
Yeah, I was in Philly.
Tell us about Philly.
Cheese steaks and doing some music on the song called God's Up to Something. So we were up there performing it.
Okay. God is up to something. Do we have that song?
Did you send me that one, Ty?
It's actually not on my project. It's on Hart Ramsey's project, Hart Ramsey and the MCC Family Choir.
Okay, gotcha.
So,
We'll play it.
We'll play
it.
We'll
play it. Awesome, yay.
All right, now for the Billboard Church, Ty, spoken word, because that's a part of our topic today, Proverbs 17:22. You know, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but on spoken word and eye culture, because you have worked with me sometimes when we've gone into churches, and they have not really received us. But the pastor do spoken word. Talk to me a little bit about the difference in that and, you know, what you... don't start laughing yet. I ain't going to laugh yet. Come on, pumpkin.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, come on. Now, how the pastor speak spoken word, but they are, you know, that old mindset doesn't want to receive the new spoken word.
Oh, man. They just need... They need constant prayer, and they need people to come in there and do stuff for free. Because when you do it for free, they ain't receive it.
That's something.
Hey, that's free
on that note, Willie, the same situation for you. I know you on the phone with us, too. And Willie, I mean, the comedy, you know, when you're bringing in the puppets and all, what can we do to continue to, and not only we're encouraging our own urban culture babies to do you, but at the same time, the oxymoron, which is, you want me to do you, I ain't gossiping, I'm just stating facts on jokes. Like, I love the joke that you put up when you said, you know, you went to church and then people didn't say hallelujah, they say Hollywood, and the ATM was out in the front. You know, I'm like, okay, but they don't want to receive us. Talk to us a little bit about that, Willie. How can we get that medicine in their heart?
To make them receive us as artists?
Yes.
They got to. It's just a matter of time. They got to receive us because, I mean, our young people are starving for it. Mm-hmm. And they're starving for an opportunity to express themselves. We have to be received.
And that's the same thing Ty and I saw in the different venues she went with me. So I believe our iCulture Radio is God's way of creating its own independent voice to undergird our new genre. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Can I get a Hollywood? What you said, Ty?
We got to be willing to go and withstand, even though they might act like they don't like it. We have to be willing to go still.
So you said we should...
A lot of times we get turned off and we're like, well, forget the church. We can't forget the church. They need us.
So we should pour some...
We are the church. Say that again.
So we should pour some medicine like 666 down their throat. You know that nasty medicine we used to take years ago. Is that what we're supposed to do?
No, the 777.
Well, what I think is happening, too, is that, you know, we have a younger demographic coming up, and they have a desire, I believe, and we're seeing it come out in culture in different ways. And as the urban inspirational culture and the movement starts to gain steam and momentum, you have the likes of Ty Scott and
Amen.
Willie Brown
Amen.
Coming on the scene and
opening
doing
doors.
Excellent, excellent works that, you know, recognition can come.
Amen. Right. Well, we got a caller on the phone. Let me see if he wants to ask a question to our guest. Caller?
We don't have the churches for this.
Hello?
Hello?
Calvin?
Hey, Miss Gloria, how are you?
Hey, you calling all the way from Villarica.
Yes, ma'am.
You got a question to ask our guest about what we're talking about, how the church does not want to receive the new forms that are coming up?
I really have no comment on that, but I just want to call you and say, glad to hear you on the radio. You're well-deserved, and we love you, and hope to see you soon.
Well, the cast loves you back, and so
Amen.
Do our guests.
Yeah.
Thanks
you,
for that major love.
Thanks,
that
Calvin.
Is Calvin all the way out in Villarica. Rick.
Going back to the conversation. So for Willie and Ty, just
question. How do you, you know, when you deal with an art form that's not necessarily received in the church so often, how do you stay focused and how do you stay on the path of making your message still gospel, even though it's not always received that way?
Well, can I go first, please?
Ladies first. Go ahead.
Thank you so much, sir. Well, I focus on the people that do receive me because I've had a lot of great people. One person makes a difference, a whole church. I mean, I've had one individual pay for everything to fly me in and do ministry. Wow. And so things like that give me hope. You know, so I don't focus on the churches that say, well, they don't understand. Eventually, they'll get it.
Yeah. Amen.
If they don't, then I just pray for their youth or for their flock, their sheep, whoever is a part of their church, because they're missing something. Mm-hmm. And that's what they don't understand a lot of times, is that as a body, you do need all of these different elements. Mm-hmm. So I focus on the people that are in a position, their hearts are open to receive, they want to do something different, even though they may not even understand it. I've met a lot of pastors that are like, I don't get it, but I know that they need it.
Amen. So Willie, what you say?
I have to piggyback on what Ty said, and I think that you just got to present it. And, you know, it has been received pretty well in many places. You know, there's some places you can't get into, but like it said in the Bible, what you do, you go to the city, you knock on the door, you present it, and if they don't like it, you kick the dust off.
Kick the dust off.
Keep it moving.
Exactly.
I receive that. Well, with that, we're going to go to a break. Don't forget out there, listeners, our launch party, Ty, Willie, hang in there. We will be right back.
What if there was a professional organization dedicated to educating and empowering independent artists? You don't have to imagine, there is. The Alliance is a professional association focused on inspirational lifestyle, culture, artists, entertainment, and music. Whether you are a professional artist, executive, ministry leader, extreme fan, or supporter, you are invited to join the movement. All genres are welcome, including comedy, jazz, graffiti, hip-hop, R&G, R&B, neo-soul, film, television, and more. Get in touch with the Alliance today. Simply call 770-482-6849. That's 770-482-6849. Or go online to uga-international.com.
The Alliance, formerly known as UGA International, is proud to debut its brand new image and name to the world Friday, April 19th, 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at the C Room in Forest Park. Be in attendance when we host our lunch and launch event here in Atlanta. We want to invite you to lunch to help us launch out into the deep. This event is designed to introduce you to the new and improved Alliance and showcase all we have to offer to the urban inspirational industry and the community. The Alliance Lunch and Launch, Friday, April 19th, 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at the C Room in Forest Park. Purchase your tickets for just $7 in advance at the iCultureRadio.com events page or pay $12 at the door. Join us. The entertainment revolution is imminent.
Calling all ministers of the tribe of Judah. Have you ever wondered how the Harlem Choir or the Gaithers or Yolanda Adams gets that soul-stirring sound and you're crying? It is the power of the anointing. Well, now we have Flowing in the Anointing workshops. We'll train your music ministers to destroy yokes and remove burdens with the power of the anointing through every performance, whenever they open their mouths, through the instrument, dance, or lifting their hands for praise. For more information, call me, Mama Glow Glow, 770-892-9987 or 770-892-9987. Let's get your warriors trained today.
Wow, that was off the chain. Rick! Talk to your people.
Hey, man, I just want to remind you all to call in. Again, the phone number is 404-355-8699. Give us your questions. We have these great, great, great guests with us today, Miss Ty Scott and Mr. Willie Brown, and, you know, they want to hear your questions. Also, hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com/iCultureRadio, or on Twitter, at iCulture Radio. We love to hear from you. But going back to our guest, so we just had a conversation. You told us kind of how you stay true to your path and stay true to your ministry, and that's awesome. So tell me, give the listeners out there kind of a little more about who you are. You know, a lot of us, we've already talked to you, but Ty, let's start with you first. Tell them kind of who you are and what you do. Ty,
are you there? All right. Well,
I'm getting a bad signal. The weather is crazy here in Alabama, but can you all hear me?
Yes, ma'am. I can hear you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, awesome. I think the question was to tell you all a little bit about myself.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, cool. Well, my name is Miss Ty Scott. Last name just became King, so I'm trying to see if I'm going to change the stage name, but I don't think so. I think it's going to stay Miss Ty Scott. A lot of people know me from Platinum Souls, which was a hip-hop and poetry group. And prior to that, I was really heavy in the L.A. poetry scene and came to Atlanta and met Ricardo Flow, and we started the group along with Jay Ahmad, the singer, and God just did a lot of amazing things, opened a lot of doors. But as far as who I am, I'm a solo artist now, and I'm a wife now. I'm a daughter of the King. I'm a sister. You know, I have family that I love, and really, I'm just a servant. I believe that, you know, we're here. We have gifts and callings, but that all means nothing if we don't know how to serve people with those gifts and callings. Mm-hmm. So, I minister the gospel through poetry and hip-hop, and it's what I love to do, and I'm thankful that I get an opportunity to go before people, and God has opened a lot of doors. I've been to a lot of amazing places, and whether I ministered before just a handful or 5,000, you know, I'm extremely grateful for the opportunity.
That's terrific, Ty. And tell us, how long have you been doing what you do? Ty?
Willie?
Yes, me or Ty?
Come on, read it up, boo.
Okay, I'm Willie Brown and Woody, comedian ventriloquist. Most of you may see me on BET Comic View back in the day. Mm-hmm. Number of seasons I was on the show. I've been on HBO, Def Comedy Jam. I did Showtime's Barbershop. I had a recurring role on that. When they made the movie into a TV show on the Showtime Network, I've been in the movie All About You. I was on a Radio 1 comedy DVD with Vicki Winans.
All right.
I regularly open up for Tyler Perry's Meet the Browns, you know, David and Tamla, man. Basically, what we do, we minister through comedy to break the yokes of depression off God's people. And I work with pretty much everybody in the comedy ranks.
How long you been in the business, Will?
I've been in the comedy for over 20 years.
You were supposed to say all my life because you just funny. I know somewhere when your mama first did that first slap, you was like, ha ha. Okay, I don't believe you cried.
Yeah, no, I was a ventriloquist. You know, I was born a ventriloquist. So when a doctor slapped me, they said to cry. They heard
the cry. That's all I'm saying. You know, I was feeling that flow right there. And, you know, me and Ty Scott, Miss King here, we knew that they went somewhere like that, okay? That is awesome. And see, these are the type of people that will be at that launch party. And, totally, if you're out there, go online, get your tickets, because these are the people we want you to meet with. Like, I mean, everybody that just heard both of their credit sheets, there's no way you don't want inside information on how you can get yourself planted. Because, yes, there's a lot of adversity with the different pastors and churches, but we're here to help you get your ministry with God where you need it to go. So kudos, guys. Kudos, everybody. Hold on. Ray, talk to us a little bit about TV and this little stuff like that. Come on,
TV and stuff like that. I'm getting ready to go to a premiere right after I leave here.
What premiere?
You know,
where?
Red carpets all day long.
Where?
At Georgia Public Television. It's called Return of the Brumbies.
The Brumbies?
The Brumbies. Yeah, a lot of independent films
what
coming
about
out
the,
here.
Return of the Brumbies. What'd you say, Urs?
About our events page.
Oh, yes. And obviously at iCultureRadio.com, we have our live events page where anything that we hear about that we know and want to encourage you to go to, man, check it out. Just go see what we have going on in the community, in the world, really, wherever you are. If we know of something, go there, iCultureRadio.com, and check that out.
All right, now we're going to some more songs right now. Willie, I think you up first. Don't go nowhere, you and Ty. Do the doggone thing, DJ man.
I see this one man every day doing what? Walking up and down the street with a sign saying, I'm hungry. I'm hungry. I'm hungry. I'm hungry. 8 hours a day, he hungry.
Yo, Woody, huh? Why don't you just let that man handle his business?
I'm just saying, after 5 hours of begging, I know somebody done gave this man some money. He need to change his sign. It ought to read, I ate, but I'd like a snack. You know?
Keep it real, keep it real.
Help me so I can help you out. Then they try to catch you on the way home from church on Sunday.
Right.
You know, like the Holy Ghost don't know. Talking about, you got some extra change? I said, I don't know, then they check in my pocket and then look in my pocket. Oh, look at here. Look at, do you see some extra change? I got some personal change. I don't see no extra change. Extra change gone. Extra change came from the extra change pocket. Extra change pocket empty. This here is personal change. You can't have this. You asked for extra change. You need to be more specific with your request. The word says you have not because you ask not. Exactly, exactly, exactly. I suggest you get an extra job. And maybe then you'll have some extra change.
Woody, that ain't right. Huh? You got to help out God's people.
You say they God's people?
That's right.
I think we need to let God help them out.
I remember going to church as an adult, right, for the first time when I started going to church. And I would walk in and the pastor was like, he said, I want you to pray with your neighbor. And I'm like, well, my neighbor don't go to this church. I don't know if you mean. You want me to call my neighbor on the phone? That's creepy. I ain't going to do that. Right, then they explained to me, right, your neighbor is a person sitting next to you. Listen, I'm brand new at this Christian stuff. I didn't even know you're supposed to pray out loud, let alone with this lady. I don't even know this lady. What am I supposed to pray about? Lord, help these bumps go down on this lady's face. I don't know what to pray about. I don't know what I'm supposed to pray about, right? She went first. She was praying all good, and she must have been John the Baptist's little sister or something. Praying. She was like, Dear Heavenly Father, you said in your word in the 6th chapter, the third verse of the book of Matthew, the 601st word on page 1248. Lord, you said, but seek, S is in search, E is in everywhere, E is in excellent, K is in kingdom.
Hey, yo, what up, y'all? It's your man, Willie Mo Jr. from the Willie Mo Jr. Live Show on YouTube. Make sure you keep it locked right here on iCulture Radio. Radio that's impacting, influencing, igniting, inspiring culture. Don't turn that dial unless you're turning it up. Flat out.
All right. That was off the chain. That was Willie and Mike. Hey, we got a caller on the line. Golden Jones?
Man, I think she kind of hung up, but she did want to tell us
good work.
Let's give her a big shout out. Golden Jones.
You know who you are.
Well, that was Willie. He was off the chain, and that Michael was off. Willie, you was born laughing, okay?
All right.
Don't try to make me not know that I'm with that right there.
Okay. I can't help it because, you know, I went to the ghetto church.
Really?
Yeah, I used to be a ghetto Christian. That's Woody talking, you know.
Ty, I'm going to let you go in the spirit, pop them both in the head, okay?
You know that you're a ghetto Christian if your kids ask you if they can go to Sunday school because you won't let them go to regular school.
That's ghetto. That's serious.
But let me tell you something about Willie. Tell the children when they meet Mama Glow Glow, I'm going to dispense some whip. Chandeliasa, okay? I ain't having no out of control kids. I don't care if they would fake, trying to be whatever.
Amen.
What
happened, Willie? What happened? That scared you too, didn't it?
No. I just want to say, you know you's a ghetto Christian if you think weed is the lily of the valley.
This guy.
A Christian at the Minister of Music, he mixes this little light of mine with flashlight. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Da 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 dee da da
da da da da da. I get the phone. Da da dee da.
This guy is silly.
That was tight. We get ready to go to a station ID. We'll be right back. Everybody, stay chilled.
860 AM WAEC Atlanta.
That thing is always so quick. I'm going to do it myself. I'm tired of them doing it. Willie, what you say about that? What kind of station ID is 2 seconds?
That's all it took.
Hey. Get the point across.
Put it together. Ty Scott.
Brief.
Ty Scott. I need you to wrap them a longer station ID. Can you help us out? I'm just teasing. Look, the engineer looking at me like, don't say that real loud. When are you guys coming up to the ATL? Y'all coming to trying to get to the launch party for us?
When is it?
April the 19th. At 11 a.m. At the C Room. Multi-complex. Y'all need to stop laughing. My pastor, and the pastor's name is Ursula. What's the pastor's name?
Pastor Sir. I thought you were saying I was the pastor.
Right.
Pastor Sergio Croom runs the C Room over there off of Jonesboro Road here in Atlanta.
So, you know, and getting back to you, I'm just curious, what kind of upcoming projects do you all have? Ty, let's go to you first. Y'all, any projects, any shows coming up this way, anything like that?
I do. I'll be there to do the Sanctuary Christian Club in a few months. I'm coming up to do a poetry thing at a church there. So I have my website, MissTyScott.com, MSTYSCOTT.com, to tell you guys all the stuff that I can't remember right now. Yeah. Touring with Hart Ramsey on the Next Now tour, doing God's Up to Something all over the place. So as those dates come in, I'll add them to the calendar. And I have my E320 CD out, and I'm working on the mixtape right now, just, you know, putting together some ideas for some new things for the new year. So,
great. And Willie, what you have coming up?
We got a new DVD out called Family Comedy DVD Volume 1, featuring me as the host and Four Men of Quest. Four Men of Quest is a play on words. Four men, four Christ, four comedy. And it features St. Vic, Darian Perkins, and Vic Cooley. It's out now. You can get it on our website, WillieBrownAndWoody.com or CleanComedyClinic.com. And tomorrow we got a really big comedy show at Higher Living Christian Church in Hampton, Georgia, with our pastor Andre Landers. It's his 12th anniversary, and I'm hosting a big show. It's at 6:30, and I got Akintunde coming in.
All right.
I got Stefan, who's from Chicago, and I got Marcus D. Wiley from the Yolanda Adams Morning Show. It's going to be live. Marcus. I'm telling you, we're going to be packed. It's going to be sold out.
And, you know, that's awesome, man. I want to encourage you all, man, please let us know so we can put these on the website. Everybody that's out there listening, you can come to iCulture.com. Mm-hmm. Leave me alone.
One more show on Monday. Sunday.
Okay.
Monday at the Rialto Theater at 7 o'clock.
Downtown Atlanta?
Yes, I'm going to be at the Rialto Theater with it's me, Chocolate, J. Anthony Brown from the Tom Joyner Morning Show, and Myra J. I believe she's going to be hosting it. And this is the mayor, Kasim Reed, is going to be there. And it's for the West End Medical Center. It's a fundraiser.
Oh, that's off the chain. So you make sure you get that news to us so Ursula can put it on our newsletters and stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's hot. That's what's up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just got out the bathroom. How y'all doing?
Uncle Rufus, you made it out alive. Praise God.
Yeah, they let me work in the church. You know, I'm busy in the ministry.
Did you wash your hands?
Did you? That's what I was going to ask.
I'm the head deacon. You know why I'm the head deacon?
Why are you the head deacon?
Because they wouldn't let me be the pastor.
Hey, that can go both ways.
You know why they wouldn't let me be the pastor?
Why? Why let you be the pastor?
Something about some money was missing. But that wasn't me. That was Brother Randolph and them. That was the auxiliary, see?
So, in other words, how can we get in touch with you, Willie? Give us your call letters and Ty, give us yours again right after he finishes.
You can hit us up at 310-663-9228, 310-663-9228, or WillieBrownAndWoody.com, WillieBrownAndWoody.com. I'm Woody's Boy on Twitter. I'm on Facebook, Willie Brown and Friends. And you can find us. I mean, we're all over YouTube. We're all over YouTube. Willie Brown and Woody, Uncle Rufus, you know.
Ty?
I think I'm supposed to be giving my call letters. I'm driving through a flood right now. Sorry, everybody.
Please don't do
MissPodScott.com, MSPYSCOTT.com, MissPodScott on Facebook, MissPodScott on Twitter, MissPodScott on YouTube, MissPodScott all over the world, everybody.
All right.
Ty, where can we get that 320 at?
We're on iTunes, and you can also get it off the website.
Tell us a little bit about that 320.
E320, it means Ephesians 3:20, that he will do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. It's a CD that I released short while ago. It has poetry and hip-hop and features a song called No Greater Love with Jay Ahmad that used to be the vocalist in Platinum Soul. And, I didn't know I was working on a project. All I knew was that I was writing what was on my heart. And the finished product is E320.
I loved it. I was at the album release party. I streamed that all the way to Jamaica.
Ain't no amen. Well, yeah. We're going to Rick now. We got a promo of 1 minute. Man. Or ended, and it's been off the chain. Talk
yeah,
to your
we,
people,
we, we're getting to it. We're getting to it, man. We just launched it this week, 1 minute or ended. We had a few artists send us some songs. They promoted it. You all, the audience and the crowd out there got to vote on what you all wanted to hear. And we're going to do it every week. We have more artists that have already sent in our songs, so I'm hope you all are listening. You can vote on Facebook, facebook.com. Again, /iCultureRadio, and you know, you vote on SoundCloud, you tell us what you want to hear, and we have a couple songs lined up for tonight that you all have already voted for and that you're getting ready to hear, and I hope you all go ahead and do that again. Facebook.com/iCultureRadio or on Twitter @iCultureRadio.
All right, we're going to go to break, but we're going to be right back. Willie, Ty, you got an umbrella or the arc? I'm just trying to figure out.
I hope you got a Bluetooth.
The covering of my angels.
I received that. All right, let's do the doggone thing.
Come on, Sheldon.
What if there was a professional organization dedicated to educating and empowering independent artists? You don't have to imagine, there is. The Alliance is a professional association focused on inspirational lifestyle, culture, artists, entertainment, and music. Whether you are a professional artist, executive, ministry leader, extreme fan, or supporter, you are invited to join the movement. All genres are welcome, including comedy, jazz, graffiti, hip-hop, R&G, R&B, neo-soul, film, television, and more. Get in touch with the Alliance today. Simply call 770-482-6849. That's 770-482-6849. Or go online to uga-international.com.
The Alliance, formerly known as UGA International, is proud to debut its brand new image and name to the world Friday, April 19th, 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at the C Room in Forest Park. Be in attendance when we host our lunch and launch event here in Atlanta. We want to invite you to lunch to help us launch out into the deep. This event is designed to introduce you to the new and improved Alliance and showcase all we have to offer to the urban inspirational industry and the community. The Alliance Lunch and Launch, Friday, April 19th, 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at the C Room in Forest Park. Purchase your tickets for just $7 in advance at the iCultureRadio.com events page or pay $12 at the door. Join us. The entertainment revolution is imminent.
The UGAI Community Improvement Corporation, or KIC, is a 501c3 organized for redefining ghetto fabulous. You heard that right. UGAI KIC is most concerned with strengthening, empowering, and enhancing the quality of life for individuals and families of urban communities. UGAI KIC is providing scholarships to students desiring careers in the urban inspirational music and entertainment industry, creating music programs in schools that have limited to no music programs, providing mentoring and leadership resources and programming to challenge individual single-parent households in urban neighborhoods and communities. UGAI KIC is providing various tools and resources to bridge success, wealth empowerment sessions, and educational seminars to transform disparaging financial positions, closing the digital divide, a Dress for Success clothing closet, and spiritual gifts and an entrepreneurial program. To find out how you can get involved, support, or donate, visit UGAICIC.org. That's UGAICIC.org.
Hey guys, have you been looking for a place to go where you can get your praise on, get great food and entertainment? Well, the Serum Multiplex is Atlanta's premier weekend spot for alternate nightlife and urban-inspired, faith-driven lifestyle events. Yes, the Serum, located at 4013A Jonesboro Road, Forest Park, Georgia. Doors open at 7 p.m. For tickets, you can visit SerumAtlanta.com or you can call 678-823-5124 or 678-823-5124. Again, if you mention this ad on iCulture Radio, you will get a discount. So we'll see you at the Serum Multiplex. Bye-bye.
All right, welcome back to iCulture Radio with our guest today, Ty Scott, our other guest, Willie Brown. We want to give a quick opportunity, Willie, could you introduce us to those characters that you have with you, those people? Could you let us know who they are?
My first character who people really know me for is Woody. That's my main character.
Yeah, what's up? You know, it's Woody. It's all wood, baby. You know what it is. If we don't praise him, the rocks are going to cry out. Well, the wood is already talking, okay?
my second character is Uncle Rufus. He's really patterned after my father. He's kind of like grumpy and old and set in his way. I ain't grumpy. You're the one that's grumpy. You be grumpy too. Every time we get out the suitcase, we in a different city. Then Aunt T is my brand new character. She's, you know, represents for the women, so she's like a feisty church lady, and she's making her debut tomorrow at Higher Living.
How y'all doing? You know who this is. This is Aunt T.
Aunt T, how you feeling?
I don't know. You better feel me and see, baby.
That's awesome. That's awesome. That's awesome. Great characters. Ty, you all right out there? You staying dry?
I am.
You know,
I'm working it out.
He was going to suggest you send out a raven or something to see if you can find some dry land.
And Ty, do spit something freestyle for me right quick.
Stepped in the scene, pretty face and a smile. Some look shocked when they find I got a mind. Work ethic tight, yeah, stay on my grind. Down with the king, that's how I keep my shine. Bling, my soul's icy. It's the God in me, that's why I'm pricey. Save your money. The gifts can't buy me. Miss Ty Scott ain't for sale. Don't try me.
Yes! That was off the chain.
Unit.
Hey, I was right on that. It's the God in me. I'm pricing. I was like, you better say that. Holla. Holla. That was off the chain.
Drop. Mike. Drop Mike.
That was tight. Willie, tell Auntie, I know she agree with that, don't she?
That's what I'm talking about, girl. You got what it takes, okay? They try to tell me that I'm a cougar, but I said, no, I'm a jaguar, and don't you forget it.
You say that again? Hallelujah. All right, we're going to... Come on now, it's here.
Hey,
iCulture Radios.
iCulture Radio.
1 minute or end it.
Yeah, okay. You voted, we listened. Now here are the winners of the 1 minute or end it.
Okay. Echo. Echo.
just be Echo, your friendly neighborhood rapper with that liquid flow. So I get in where I fit in, there is nothing that's impossible. Though I'm caught up in this trap, I'm still preaching gospel. Cause I have no choice, I am the one voice who can sound like many, so I'm making lots of noise.
What's up, this is Canton Jones, and you're listening to iCulture Radio, radio that's impacting, influencing, igniting, and inspiring culture. Holla back, yo! Yeah!
Welcome back to iCulture Radio. We want to give a quick shout out to all our listeners who voted for our songs for 1 minute or ended. Yay! So big shout out to the listeners. Big shout out to the listeners. We want to remind you all, man, y'all can vote this entire week. Go vote next week for our next set of songs. We'll have them up on Facebook. Again, that's facebook.com/iCultureRadio or on Twitter @iCultureRadio. So again, man, whatever y'all want to hear, it's up to y'all. It's up to our listeners, so go out and do that for us.
And kudos to Turn It Up by Echo. That was awesome.
Like that.
Shade.
Yeah, I like that.
And then we, y'all threw me on that Trust Me by Reginald C. Harris. That's that sexy. Instrumental yeah. sax.
Jazzy.
Ty, I was in here right, re-scripting my own vocals. Willie. tell Woody I was on it. I was on it, okay? Old school in the house. Don't play with me, okay? And then when the WMGI remix by TSO was up, And I was, you know, I was doing my swag. I was trying to do the stanky leg. I was doing the, you know, I was doing whatever. Mama forget glove. You, Rick. Whatever.
Stanky
whatever.
Leg is just a butterfly with one leg.
Yeah, I was doing my thing. They all in here hating y'all. It's all good. Look, Uncle Rufus, get your people, okay? Get your people. But then they came back with Never Back Down by MBJ. Ty, that was some hardcore right there.
You know, Mom, the one thing I really want to have the listeners understand is that our platform does not just it's not just open to hip hop, but it's jazz,
yes.
Urban inspirational
yes.
jazz,
yes.
The comedy like you're experiencing tonight.
Yes.
We even want our filmmakers and our theater playwrights to send in sound bites so the audience
yes.
can hear this urban inspirational culture
yes.
as it develops in the yeah. many different ways that consumers can really get involved.
And I want to say to our guests, I am so blessed that you guys are on. You know, you already been on, but now that God has given us a voice, because I mean, Ty, we go way back with Ray, blah blah blah. Willie, you know, we just getting to know you, but with three people inside of you, it was, you know, I ain't saying nothing about undiagnosed mental illness or nothing. I ain't saying nothing,
right.
But I'm saying I feel like I've been knowing you at least Rufus them for a while here. Okay, that's all
right.
Mama Glow saying. But we are so glad that you guys have joined this movement with us for us to be that voice for urban culture, inspired
right.
cultural radio, where
yes.
we now give these type of artists a platform where you don't have to fight now. You know, Will and Ty, y'all a little farther down the road. Don't act like y'all ain't got no nick scars and bruises, because I know y'all met the Haitians, not Christian, them Haitians. They done beat y'all, slapped y'all or something around the whatever. Don't get That's right. But we want to give the babies, that's part of our platform, give
mm-hmm.
them an opportunity to come in without being beat up, bruised, and abused when God gives them a vision. That
yeah.
is 99.5% what we want to do, be able to say, you're welcome here, whether you got a tattoo, earring, nose ring, red hair, you shaved the side off, or whether you five different people like Willie. We ain't mad at you about the five. I'm 12 sometime. Don't catch me on Christmas and then, when in New Year's and Easter and everything. I can be 17 in one day. So we are so excited about you guys being a part of that. And just kudos, okay?
Right. And the thing about it, I know, Willie, you and I talked about this, and it definitely applies to Ty Scott and your colleagues. You know, we're in a position now where we can create platforms. We can start having discussions and networking about how do we start sitcoms and create film and involve all of these different counterparts so that, you know, we're employing, you know, artists to put down the soundtracks to these films and score the movies and you play a very big part in these theater productions. So, I mean, the sky is the limit as far as I can see.
And not only that, I mean, it's awesome. You all are paving the way
mm-hmm.
Because there are people who are following you, who are growing up and they're watching you, who now believe that they can do something they may not have thought they could
mm-hmm.
do before. Where, you know, someone might have grown up and said, well, if I do comedy, I got to cuss and
mm-hmm.
I got to talk about this. And, you know, if I do spoken word, I got to be, you know, I have to be controversial with what I say and things of that nature. And now that they see these examples of people coming up and doing it in a, you know, a kingdom way and an inspiring way, it's like, oh, well, you know, I don't necessarily have to go that route,
that's
but
right.
I can still pursue that what it is that I love. And I think
right.
that's really awesome.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
And
that's
why we have to sow seed. Earlier, I joked and I said, you know, in order to get in, sometimes you have to do things free. It's true. I've come across so many people when we were in Platinum Souls. In the beginning, we did almost everything free
mm-hmm.
until God, you know, started exposing us to more people, giving us bigger platforms, and we were able to say, okay, well, this is what we need for our ministry.
Mm-hmm.
But there's still some things that I do free, and I'm sure, you know, Flo and Jamal, they're doing free things also, because when you go into some of these churches that say they can't afford your ministry, or they just don't want to pay because they don't understand the value of
mm-hmm.
it, there's still young people there that need to see a poet, a comedian,
yes,
a rapper.
Yes.
They need to see that. So if we're never willing to say, let me sow a seed, then we're not going to advance the kingdom any kind of way. This, you know, these kids are still going to be in these pews, and when they get out, they're still going to put their earplugs in and listen to Nicki Minaj and listen to Jay-Z and
yes.
listen to Kanye. And I'm not downing any of those people, but I don't agree with their content.
Right,
and if
right,
we don't go
right,
in and
right.
show them that there's an opportunity for
for them to create different content, they're never going to know.
Right.
You know, what I like to say that, you know, our culture is akin to mainstream urban culture, except for we don't have to compromise. And that's the plus.
Yes.
We can do it free and clear without condemnation and guilt. So, I mean, you know, we got all the swag and, you know, we got it going on just like anybody else.
Say it again.
But we, you know, we don't have to give up the goods. Okay?
Say it again.
Right.
You get no cookies here. I don't care how good the milk is. No cookies. No cookies.
Oh, man.
So I'm just excited to be a part two. Don't forget our April 19th.
Right.
11 o'clock, the luncheon launch party at the SeaWorld Multicomplex.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And don't forget, our tickets are $7. We're going to have people on deck like Willie and Ty who have that knowledge that we need to be able to transfer to you.
Right.
If you get there on the door, that's okay. But, you know, it's $12 and gas going up. I really suggest you go to our website get your tickets now and come be a part. If you're ready to get your ministry out, invest that $7 in yourself and come be a part of that launch luncheon where we're going to have the credible people who are not going to beat you up. And maybe if Willie and, you know, Ty get into town, they'll drop by. And that'll bless the people because they all came from a beginning point, too, where it was hard to get on deck. So Willie and Ty, Ursa is going to send y'all, you know, again, private invitations. Get y'all stuff out to us so it can get on our newsletters. Thank you guys for being a part of the team. Yeah.
Thank y'all so much.
Yeah! And you know Ty got the faith. She out there in Noah's Ark driving. Hallelujah.
Thank you all so much for joining us tonight. Did you have any closing words you wanted to say to our audience before we go?
Come on out and see us.
I just want to say thank you for the opportunity to be on the show. And I just, to all the artists out there doing your thing, just keep God first and keep doing it because I think he's going to open up the doors. And I think it's about our relationship with him. I think everything we do behind closed doors with him, worshiping him, is what's going to open up the doors and things on the outside. And
awesome.
I think this is a secret.
Amen.
I think that's where it starts.
And Ty?
He took everything I was going to say. He came in my brain and he used his little character tricks and he got out all the words I was going to say.
All right. Well, you just stay out of the rain then, Ty. And we're going to come up there and see you because you got married. Well, that's the end of the show for us. Hold on. We're going to say peace out. And Ray, we're going to see him when?
We're going to see us soon. April 7th.
April 19th.
I'm so wrong. April 19th.
What about next Friday at 6:30?
Next Friday at 6:30.
Right here.
Same bad time, same bad channel.
All right.
Lord
Jesus. Look
for
us on live stream.
We out.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to iCulture Radio. If you have questions about the broadcast, or if you'd like to be featured on the show, please call The Alliance at 770-482-6849. That's 770-482-6849. Or go online to iCultureRadio.com. On Facebook, search for iCulture Radio. And be sure to join us every week at the same time, right here on Love 860 WAEC, Atlanta's inspirational talk radio.